Section 3, Anatomy. From the main article, Bird Anatomy. Compared with other vertebrates, birds have a body plan that shows many unusual adaptations, mostly to facilitate flight. The skeleton consists of very lightweight bones. They have large air-filled cavities, called pneumatic cavities, which connect with the respiratory system. The skull bones are fused and do not show cranial sutures. The orbits are large and separated by a bony septum. The spine has cervical, thoracic, lumbar, and caudal regions, with the number of cervical vertebrae highly variable and especially flexible. But movement is reduced in the anterior thoracic vertebrae and absent in the later vertebrae. The last few are fused with the pelvis to form the syncrum. These ribs are flattened and the sternum is keeled for the attachment of flight muscles, except in the flightless bird orders. The forelimbs are modified into wings. Like the reptiles, birds are primarily uricotelic, that is, their kidneys extract nitrogenous wastes from their bloodstream and excrete it as uric acid instead of urea or ammonia. Uric acid is excreted along with feces in a semi-solid waste, since birds do not have a separate bladder or urethral opening. However, birds, such as hummingbirds, can be facultatively ammonotelic, excreting the most nitrogenous wastes as ammonia. They also excrete creatine, rather than creatinine, like mammals. These materials, as well as the output of intestines, emerges from the bird's cloaca. The cloaca is a multi-purpose opening. Waste is expelled through it. Birds mate by joining cloaca, and females lay eggs from it. In addition, many species of birds regurgitate pellets. The digestive system of birds is unique, with a crop for storage, and a gizzard that contains swallowed stones for grinding food to compensate for the lack of teeth. Most birds are highly adapted for rapid digestion to aid with flight. Some migratory birds have additional ability to reduce parts of the intestines prior to migration. Birds have one of the most complex respiratory systems of all animal groups. Upon inhalation, 75% of the fresh air bypasses the lungs and flows directly into the posterior air sac, which extends from the lungs and connects with air spaces in the bones and fills them with air. The other 25% of the air goes directly into the lungs. When a bird exhales, the used air flows out of the lung and the stored fresh air from the posterior air sac is simultaneously forced into the lungs. Thus, a bird's lungs receive a constant supply of fresh air during both inhalation and exhalation. Sound production is achieved by using the syrinx, a muscular chamber with several tympanic membranes, which is situated at the lower end of the trachea from where it separates. The bird's heart has four chambers, and the right aortic arch gives rise to the systemic circulation, unlike in mammals, where the left arch is involved. The post-cava receives blood from the limbs via the renal portal system. Unlike in mammals, the red blood cells in birds have a nucleus. The nervous system is large relative to the bird's size. The most developed part of the brain is the one that controls the flight-related functions, while the cerebellum coordinates the movement, and the cerebrum controls the behavior patterns, navigation, mating, and nest building. Most birds have a poor sense of smell, with notable exceptions including kiwis, New World vultures, and tube noses. The avian visual system is usually highly developed. Water birds have special flexible lenses allowing accommodation for vision in air and water. Some species have dual fovea. Birds are tetrachromatic, possessing ultraviolet sensitive cone cells in the eye, as well as green, red, and blue ones. This allows them to perceive ultraviolet light, which is involved in courtship. Many birds show plumage patterns in ultraviolet that are invisible to the human eye. Some birds whose sexes appear similar to the naked eye are distinguished by a presence of ultraviolet reflective patches on their feathers. Male blue tits have an ultraviolet reflective crown patch, which is displayed in courtship by posturing and raising their nape feathers. Ultraviolet light is also used in foraging. Kestrels have been shown to search for prey by detecting the UV reflective urine trail marks left on the ground by rodents. The eyelids of a bird are not used for blinking. Instead, the eye is lubricated by the nictitating membrane, a third eyelid that moves horizontally. The nictitating membrane also covers the eye and acts as a contact lens in many aquatic birds. The bird retina has a fan-shaped blood supply system called the pectin. Most birds cannot move their eyes, although there are some exceptions, such as the great cormorant. Birds with eyes on the sides of their heads have a wide visual field, while birds with eyes in the front of their heads, such as owls, have binocular vision and can estimate the depth of field. The avian ear lacks external pinnae, which is covered by feathers, although in some birds, such as the Asio, Bubo, and the Otis owls, these feathers form tufts which resemble ears. The inner ear has a cochlea but is not spiral, as in mammals. A few species are able to use chemical defenses against predators. Some procellary forms can eject an unpleasant oil against an aggressor. And some species of the Pteurhyus from New Guinea secrete a powerful neurotoxin in their skin and feathers. Birds have two sexes, male and female. Bird sex is determined by the Z and W sex chromosomes rather than the X and Y chromosomes seen in mammals. Males carry two Z chromosomes, and females carry a W chromosome and a Z chromosome. In nearly all species, an individual sex is determined at fertilization. However, one recent study demonstrated temperature-dependent sex determination among Australian brush turkeys, for which higher temperatures during incubation resulted in a higher female-to-male sex ratio. Feathers and plumage, from the main articles feather and flight feather. Feathers are a feature unique to birds. They facilitate flight, provide insulation that aids in thermal regulation, and are used in display, camouflage, and signaling. There are several types of feathers, each serving its own set of purposes. Feathers are epidermal growths attached to the skin and arise only in specific tracts of skin called the pterylae. The distribution pattern of these feather tracts is used in taxonomy and systematics. The arrangement and appearance of feathers on the body, called plumage, may vary within species by age, social status, and sex. Plumage is regularly molted. The standard plumage of a bird that has molted after breeding is known as the non-breeding plumage, or, in the Humphrey Parks terminology, basic plumage. Breeding plumages, or variations of the basic plumage, are known under the Humphrey Parks system as alternate plumages. Molting is annual in most species, although some may have two molts a year, and large birds of prey may molt only once every few years. Molting patterns vary across species. Some drop and regrow wing flight feathers, starting sequentially from the outermost feathers and progressing inwards, centripetal, while others replace feathers starting from the innermost ones, centrifugal. A small number of species, such as ducks and geese, lose all of their flight feathers at once, temporarily becoming flightless. Centripetal molts of tail feathers are seen, for example, in the Phasianidae. Centrifugal molt is seen, for instance, in the tail feathers of woodpeckers and tree creepers, although it begins with the second innermost part of the tail feathers and finishes with the central pair of feathers so that the bird maintains a functional climbing tail. The general pattern seen in the passerines is that the primaries are replaced outwards, secondaries inwards, and the tail from the center outward. Before nesting, the females of most bird species gain a bare brood patch by losing feathers close to the belly. The skin there is well supplied with blood vessels and helps the bird in incubation. Feathers require maintenance, and birds preen or groom them daily, spending an average of around 9% of their daily time at this. The bill is used to brush away foreign particles and to apply waxy secretions from the uropygial gland. These secretions protect the feather's flexibility and act as an antimicrobial agent, inhibiting the growth of feather-degrading bacteria. This may be supplemented with secretions of formic acid from ants, which birds receive through a behavior known as anting, to remove feather parasites. Flight, from the main article, bird flight. Most birds can fly, which distinguishes them from almost all other vertebrates. Flight is the primary means of locomotion in most bird species, and is used for breeding, feeding, and predator avoidance and escape. Birds have various adaptations for flight, including a lightweight skeleton, two large flight muscles, the pectoralis accounting for 15% of the total mass of the bird, and the supracoracoideus, and a modified forelimb, a wing, which serves as an aerofoil. The wing shape and size generally determine the bird species type of flight. Many birds combine powered flapping flight with less energy-intensive soaring flight. About 60 extant bird species are flightless, as were many extinct birds. Flightlessness often arises from birds on isolated islands, probably due to the limited resources and the absence of land predators. Though flightless, penguins use similar musculature and movements to fly through the water, as do auks, shearwaters, and dippers.